The UN General Assembly is meeting this week in New York. Today, the main focus is climate change. We're back with the world's environment correspondent, Carolyn Beeler. She's at the UN's Climate Action Summit in New York. Carolyn, to gauge how successful the summit has been, you've been watching who says what and who didn't even show up at the summit. How successful has it been going at this point?
So as expected, of course, the U.S. Was not on the stage. President Trump did actually stop by for a few minutes to watch the proceedings on his way to speaking at another U.N. summit happening here, one on religious freedom. But here on this side of the U.N., two other big emitters, China and India, did get spots on stage, even though none of them met either of the big demands that the Secretary General was calling for ahead of this summit. So an aim toward carbon neutrality by 2050 or to stop building new coal-fired power plants by next year. And this just shows the bind that the Secretary General and the UN are really in. Under the Paris Agreement, they can ask countries for commitments, but they cannot by any means force them. So it's really up to these countries to decide what they're going to bring to the table.
So if China and India didn't talk about what they're going to cut, what did they say when they got up there?
India's Modi pledged further investment on renewable energy, a target of 450 gigawatt capacity. That was new. And perhaps the biggest news or maybe disappointment today is that China, the world's biggest emitter, did not commit to new targets for cutting carbon by 2020. So far, they have pledged, under the Paris Agreement, they pledged to hit peak emissions by 2030. There was some hope that they might announce that they would hit that target much sooner or actually announce new, more ambitious targets. And today, in a rather innocuous statement, China's representative Wang Yi dashed those hopes. Here he is through a UN interpreter.
China will faithfully fulfill our obligations under the UNFCCC and the Paris Agreement and realize as scheduled its nationally determined contribution targets.
There was a little piece of news from another big emitter, Russia. They finally ratified the Paris Agreement today.
Oh.
But the top line today is that while smaller, vulnerable nations are calling for action and youth have made a big splash here, larger emitters, including China, India, and the U.S., are kicking the can down the road to 2020 when their new emission standards will actually come due. Now, that is with a few caveats, including Germany.
The World's Environment Reporter, Carolyn Beeler in New York.